Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. Lot to discuss here in the midday show today, including are the Eagles. Is this really a Super Bowl or bust season? And when you think about the team, where they're at last year, two new coordinators, the expectations, is it for you a Super Bowl or bust year? A lot of people saying yes, agreeing with Hugh Douglas today. Kyle and I are not seeing it the same way. I mean, look, there's expectations.
Because y'all worried about y'all feelings. Nah, man, ain't nobody thinking about your feelings.
Well, I am. A little bit, yeah. But there's just certain years where you go in and you're like, if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, I'll spin it to the Phillies, who we're talking about as well, with the big series starting against the Braves. This is a World Series or bust season for the Phillies. If the Phillies do not win the World Series this year, it's a disaster. I mean, their window is not going to stay open for 4 or 5 more years. They're all in their 30s. This is it. Like, this is their best shot to win the World Series. I felt that in spring training. I felt it throughout the year. This is it. That's not the way I view the Eagles. I think they have a shot. And they certainly could win 11 or 12 games and make noise in the NFC playoffs. And maybe they will win the Super Bowl. I just don't view it that way. 0-4 Eagles. That was a Super Bowl or bust season. All right, to your phone calls. And Hugh, the people need another clue here, you know.
They need another clue. Well, let me get my clue pad. All my right, clue so piece of paper.
You're like Hugh's Clues with his clue pad, like Blue's Clues. All right, you want a pair of tickets today on the line. You will win. To the Eagles official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at the Link next Friday night. So today we're looking for you to grab this one. First clue was current college football coach that Hugh Douglas knows personally. How about clue two, Hugh?
Oh, yeah, this clue should give it away right here, people. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
What are we giving away again?
A pair of tickets. Season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light.
No, I'm just saying, I'm trying to get people excited for it because this is going to be the one I expect the next caller to have this. This head coach is a former Cowboy.
You fraternizing with Cowboys, Hugh Douglas?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, this is, you know. Sometimes.
Okay. All right.
So disappointed in you, man.
Yeah, I know. Former Cowboy. That is the second clue today. And don't forget, text midday to 53209. And the Phillies. Kyle is worried about this series. Thinks that Taiwan took all the wind out of their sails yesterday.
No, I think Topper took the wind out of their sails by putting Walker out
what
there.
What is he supposed to do?
Not put him out there. Put literally anybody else out there. I don't care. I'll put freaking Weston Wilson on the mound.
I got you. I just feel like Topper is getting the heat for everyone else's mistake. It was Dombrowski's mistake. How about Middleton steps in at some point? His money.
That's all spilt milk to me at this point. Signing Taiwan Walker was a bad signing.
Like terrible.
That's. I think we've all come to accept that. We've known that for weeks, months, a year. That's done with.
But if you remove him from the roster, the manager can't use him.
But here's the thing. The manager doesn't have to put him out there. Topper has the power to make a decision and say, I like my chances rolling the dice with literally anybody else besides Taiwan Walker. He did not do it. I think he failed the Phillies yesterday.
All right. Can we at least meet in the middle here? I think Topper handled the game as it went along well yesterday. He forced Taiwan to pitch two more innings.
Yeah, he saved the bullpen.
And then he didn't pitch any reliever that you want pitching against the Braves.
I agree. But I don't like the way that the team responded. But now, this could be another conversation. Like, the offense mailing it in, thinking, hey, this is basically a scheduled loss. That's another conversation. But Topper's the one that put the loss on the schedule.
I agree. Well, he certainly facilitated the loss on the schedule. He didn't help with it yesterday. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Howard in South Jersey. Hey, Howard.
Hey, Joe. How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Hey, Howard. What's up, pal?
So, you know, I kind of agree with you, but I also agree with you because, you know, the one thing that Howie Roseman did is that, you know, he went out and got Saquon Barkley, who, again, the Eagles haven't paid big money to running backs. We all pretty much know that. He went out and drafted Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, Cooper was a second-round pick, but he was slated as a first-round guy, and they haven't done that since, what, Lito Shepard in the early 2000s.
Yep.
So I think that pretty much signals that, you know, he's ready to go all in on this thing. And I think Hugh nailed it, too, is that, you know, Jalen's had a sip of the wine. You know, he's tasted it getting to the Super Bowl, and he played really well. But I want to do keg stands down Broad Street and hoist that Lombardi Trophy. That's what I want from this football team.
Keg stand sounds crazy, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to do that with you, Howard. I mean, Hugh and
keg
I...
Keg stand?
Yeah.
I'm not doing no keg stand,
come on,
stand,
if they
Joe.
Win the Super Bowl this year, we won't do a keg stand with Howard?
First of all, who hold me up, Joe? Like, seriously,
who's holding me up? We need a few people, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trusting y'all. Y'all drunk asses holding me up to do it. No.
We're going to need like a crane.
Hey, I'd rather have, at least I know the crane won't drop me. Y'all ain't dropping me.
All right, Howard, I'll do it. If they win the Super Bowl, I'll do it with you, Howard, all right? Go ahead.
Real quick, too, Joe. And here, you started off real great with the analogy, like right off the rip, and then the Star Wars thing, man, you killed me with that, brother.
It happens from time to time. I mean, but hey, it's thought provoking though, because it gets people to think.
What's the thought? What's you saying?
What the hell is he talking about? Kyle told me somebody texted him that I need speech therapy.
Offered it up as a radiothon.
It's a big difference between not knowing how to say words and butchering words. So get it right.
This guy's a professional broadcaster.
I butcher words every day. I know how to say words. I just butcher them.
There's a charm to it. There really is. Howard, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about today?
I'm actually sad that this is probably going to be the guy who said former Cowboy. And we don't do that on this station, I thought. But I'm going to say it's Deion Sanders primetime.
You know what? I knew that would be the next guest.
No,
Howard,
I knew it too.
We appreciate
and
that's
thank God
not
it. Isn't.
That's actually not it. To be fair, we kind of set Howard up because the first former Cowboy you think of coaching college football
is Deion Sanders.
It's not Deion.
It's funny, you know, because Rhea guessed that too. Rhea, shout out to Rhea Hughes. She was listening.
Now, if it was Deion, I'm sure everyone thought Deion. Now, Deion's got a game tonight, by the way, right? It's tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah, tonight.
Against
they play North Dakota State tonight.
They're favored by about 10 points. Just 10.
Wow.
Well, they only won four games last year. They were 3-0.
Then they started.
That's right. So we'll see tonight. All right, 215-592-9494. Kyle, before we go back to lines, let's hear Jalen Hurts, because our last caller there, Howard, mentioned, you know, Hurts has had a sip of the wine. Hugh has mentioned that. But this is different. Yes, Jalen is further along in his career, but the circumstances around him have changed. They have a new coordinator, which is a new offense for him to learn and execute. Sometimes that could take a little while. I think we'll see a better Jalen Hurts in October, November, December than we will in September. I just think it's going to take him a little bit to get rolling here with the new offense. And the other thing, Hugh, that's way different than the past is there's no more Jason Kelce to call out the blitz and call out the protections and set protection. This is now a lot on Hurts, which is different than the past. I'm not saying he can't handle it. I think he's going to figure it out and do it over the course of his career. But this is a brand new challenge. Jalen this morning was on with the morning show, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, but James was in today hosting. Here is the, listen to this back and forth, and it's really about Jalen and learning how to take on this responsibility that Jason Kelce used to have.
What you may have seen from years past is just different autonomy in different places. You know, we had a great player in Jason Kelce who took on a lot of responsibility, and as a result of that, I was told not to worry about a lot of things. And so my eagerness to learn and all of that over the years, you know, kind of was halted because of who we had. But now times are different, and I'm excited for that journey for this football team.
I got some coffee brewing in the back, too.
Yeah, we might need a little energy boost.
I mean, that's how he talks.
I know, but
he's monotone. It's monotone.
We'll express that as
yeah,
a hurt.
I mean,
all right.
What was that?
Sorry. Say, all right. He, as long as he has his energy next Friday, I'm cool with it. Let's talk about what he said, though, Hugh. Because I thought it was interesting. He said his eagerness to learn was halted. And, like, we all get how it worked, right? Jason was so experienced, a veteran. Mm-hmm. He was doing that before Jalen got to become the starter. So they probably just kept it as is. Jason Kelce sets the protection, right?
Yeah.
And it worked. And I know last year at the end it didn't, but for the most part, Jalen has been kept upright by his offensive line.
Yeah.
Jason's gone. So now it seems like instead of putting it all on Cam Jurgens, it's now moving towards Jalen. You're going to set the protection. You read it. You set it. I get it. The only thing that caught me about that is I would have liked to have heard him said, like, I was prepared to do it. I just didn't need to. Now I'm fully ready. It almost felt like he said, hey, the last few years they didn't ask me to do it, so now I'm starting.
Well, you got comfortable. I mean, that's just like anything, Joe. Like you know, there are certain roles that are easier for others, some than others, you know. And I think that when you talk about what Jason was and what he was for the team at that time, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about how he was set to protection. I think that Cam's still going to set the protection. Now, what's going to probably happen is probably he's not going to set it to the or have the skill that Jason's had because Jason did it for so long, so it's probably going to take him a while to get there. But if I'm not mistaken, man, most times the center sets protection anyway because the protection changes according to what the defensive line does. Like the protection is what the offensive linemen do and how they choose to block.
Sure.
So it might be they might go, say, if somebody's they're blitzing off the corners, they might go fan protection. They might go slide protection. It just all depends. So the center always sets that protection.
But it seems like with some teams, the quarterback's more involved in it, right? Like Brady used to be. Peyton Manning was the ultimate, like, he was like a conductor out there. Are we going to see more of that from Jalen than we used to?
From what I understand, and I've never played quarterback, but from what I understand as far as the quarterback does, the quarterback might change the route patterns. He might tell, like, the protection is one thing. The routes are something different. They might go hot routes. They might see a blitz coming from the left side, and they might check the protection. They might check the route to the left side. Somebody else might become the primary receiver. That's how that works. So you might have to, or you might change the whole routes that everybody's running because you see a blitz coming. Like you might go to a blitz beater route or something like that. So it's one of those things. From my understanding, the center always set the protection. Something different than what the quarterback did.
It seemed like he said he wanted to do that, though. Like that's what I got from this morning, that he wanted to do what Jason was doing, but because Jason was here, he didn't have to, and now he has to. And I guess the way I could frame how I feel about this now is I think he's going to be good at this. I think he's smart enough. He's played so much football since he was a kid. He'll figure it out. But it might also be more another learning curve thing, Kyle. It's not just a new offense. He now has a new responsibility besides just, you know, delivering the ball.
So I'm going to have to be that guy for a second. And this, I'm not, like, going to make this a massive overreaction, like, oh, you know, like, whatever, this and that. I just didn't love that quote, to be honest with you. It was the word eager or the eagerness that stuck out to
it
me.
It was halted?
Yeah. Why? I get that you didn't necessarily – well, hold on. I get you didn't really – have to have that responsibility, but why was all of a sudden he like, I'll mail it in. I don't have to care about that. Like, where's the hunger for him to actually learn those things? He had to have known that Jason Kelce wasn't going to be here forever. He did get a massive contract to be the quarterback, the leader of the team. Like, why was that just one thing that he decided, I don't really have to, like, I don't really want to have to learn about that right
well,
now?
Well, I don't think it was that, Kyle. I think it was at the time, that was probably the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, but I
to have the success. You know what I mean? It takes a while to get comfortable with everything that's being thrown at you. He's a young quarterback. So maybe and I remember and when I heard that cut, it made me think about when there was a time where basically Jason passed the reins to Jalen Hurts.
But that was more of a leadership talking
in
the locker room.
But see, I think it was that, and I think it was more of the responsibility.
But he's saying it wasn't.
But
I'm saying
at that point.
Well, you thought that.
That's what I thought. What I thought when all of that happened, because early on, Jalen was still a young buck, and he was still trying to learn his way, and he was still trying to get acclimated to what they were trying to accomplish. And at that point, that's when you start to take on more of those leadership things. It's almost like this. Say, like, you have a young man that's in your company. Say you're the CEO of the company, and you say your son. wants to come up and learn the business. That's a process. Like, first you got to learn the accounting department. Then you have to learn the HR department.
I agree.
And things like
but
that.
It seems so, like he's saying he wasn't really thinking about it because he didn't have to. Now he has to.
But why wasn't he eager to do it?
Because he was having success, and at that moment it was compartmentalized in a small frame.
Let me give you guys an analogy. I'll just use a personal analogy because this is what I thought of this morning when I heard this. So when I would do the show at night, right before our show started in the midday, I had the evening show.
Yes.
But because of the Phillies, there were a lot of nights I didn't have a full show, right? Like, yeah. I was on for a very brief period. So mentally, like, there were weeks that would go by, Hugh, I'd only have to plan out one show, right? Mm-hmm. One idea for the whole week. And then I was hoping that eventually I'd have a show that we have now, that every day we would do something. So you know what I used to do? I used to plan a show in my mind, even if I didn't have a show that day, just so my mind would start getting into the idea of what will we talk about every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine if when we started our show, I was like, I don't know what we should talk. I have no idea about today. I don't know.
We'd have figured it out.
No, we would have, but I would like.
But would it be the best product?
Exactly. It would have taken us time maybe to come up with better ideas rather than, all right, I got a feel of maybe what today should be.
I feel you on that. But even with that being said, Joe, the show that we're having today is not the show that we had a year ago.
It's better.
Exactly.
Okay. And that's...
And it's still a process.
That's why it's next year's a Super Bowl year. And this year is not Super Bowl or bust. It had no answer to it.
I walked into
you
that
did.
One.
It adds to it that this whole thing may take a year to get back to that level.
But to get back to that point, even though that was the first show and we've gotten better, I always aspired to be great. Like, that's the aspiration. And as far as Jalen is concerned, like a lot of times, especially when you're a young quarterback, Kyle, you compartmentalize a lot of things.
All right, well, hold on, because I'm sick of the young label for Jalen Hurts. He is being paid like he's not a young quarterback.
This is year five.
He's now the leader of this team.
Yes. Fifth year in the NFL.
Right? Like, and now I'm going back to last season because we've had so many discussions about who's to blame for the blitz protection, the pickups, all that mm-hmm. stuff. A lot of that, I think some people said, well, isn't it Jason Kelce's responsibility? Well, yeah, it was. Wouldn't it have helped them a little bit if maybe Jalen Hurts shared some of that responsibility or at least was able to help boost Jason Kelce? Like, shouldn't it be a symbiotic relationship between the center and the quarterback that both know and understand what they're looking at?
It is. And they do, but to that point, Kyle, the center still sets the protection. Like, the quarterback, from my understanding, is that I'm assuming it was like that because I remember when I was here, Five and Jack used to Jamal Jackson and Donovan McNabb. Mm-hmm. They watched film together, and they like the quarterback has an idea. Like, he has an idea of where the protection, where he's most protected and where he's least protected, because a lot of times, if you got zero dog blitz and you got guys coming through the middle, then that means that everybody has to hunker down inside. So somebody's coming off the corner free. So the quarterback knows that you better get that ball out quick because you're going to take a hit.
Yeah, I understand
what you're
saying.
So that's where they're on the same page. But as far as, like, what you're saying is Jalen needs to do more, he needs to understand where his protection's coming from and where the open receiver is going to be, but that's mostly on him and the receiver.
I just would have loved to hear, it wasn't my responsibility, but I was preparing behind the scenes, I feel ready now.
Yeah. Like
that would have been great.
It feels to me like he just was content last year with, like, okay, Jason's got this during the week, and we saw how it spiraled out of control.
Well, regardless of who's in charge, they're green no matter what, because Jared Juergens has never done this at the NFL level, and obviously Jalen hasn't. So we all know what's coming next Friday. The Packers are coming right up the middle with a blitz, and they're going to say, hey,
but
block
here's the thing that we can't do, and I know it's kind of hard because we pick apart everything that's being said. I can't penalize Jalen for being transparent.
Yeah, well, I'm admittedly being a little bit nitpicky. It's
yes,
the word. I totally understand.
And that's fair because, to your point, there's a lot last year that we don't know.
Yeah.
So we listen to everything that's being said. And we're trying to figure. We're still, like, even though the season's about to start next week, we're still trying to figure out what the hell happened last year.
I agree. He doesn't deserve to be criticized for it. It's another layer for me on why it's not a Super Bowl or bust year. I just feel like there's growth that needs to happen in a lot of places.
I mean, Jalen, if you listen, and I know you did the show this morning, what's the day? We got how many days?
We got eight.
We got eight. You got eight damn days to figure this out. You got 8 days, dog. Get it out your system. You get a pass, but come Friday night, your ass better be ready to play.
No, no question. 215-592-9494. That's how you happen. Your reaction to what Jalen said this morning with James and John, is this, in your mind, a Super Bowl or bust season? And are you worried about this series? You nervous about this Braves series? I'm not nervous about this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Not nervous. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield, who was with us last night for the draft. Hey, Terrence!
Dude, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going on,
had a great
man?
Time last night, man.
Appreciate it. Yes.
It was awesome.
How do you feel about your draft a day later? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I got some options, man. You know how the fellas say. I got some options. I mean.
Oh well, you know you had two in Dak, right?
Options.
You got options.
I got two in Dak. I got four wide receivers: Pickens, AJ Brown. You know, man, I got Terry McLaurin. I got some receivers. Debo Samuel. I got some options.
Yeah,
out there.
You do have options there. All right, Terrence, what are you thinking on the Eagles?
I'm with you. This is definitely Super Bowl or bust. And a lot of people don't look at it like this. The Eagles player with the most pressure on him this season, believe it or not, is Cam Jurgens. We all know Kelce didn't have a great year last year, but Cam Jurgens is filling in a hell of some shoes to fill in right now, handling the blitz, the protections and all that. He's snapping the ball to Hurts, and that's a big responsibility for him leading that unit. But I was looking at the other day, and I feel like a lot of times Jalen Hurts don't get a lot of respect. And I watched the ESPN this morning, and they said something about how Josh Allen, they voted him the most overrated quarterback in the NFL. So I'm looking at that, and a lot of times they're putting Josh Allen in front of Hurts on the list. But a lot of these players like Josh Allen, Brock Purdy, all these quarterbacks, they have the expense of these coaches that knows the X's and O's. They know how to do motion in their offense. And this year, with Kellen Moore in the offense, Jalen Hurts had that at his disposal. So we're going to see how this turns out. Like you said, next Friday, Jalen Hurts, you got to bring it, bro. It's definitely Super Bowl or bust. I believe bringing in Saquon Barkley. But I am worried about our interior defensive line and offensive line. But I feel like he's going to be in a lot of shootouts this year. Because our defense is looking a little shaky. Well, we got to see what the defense looks like first. But I feel like this is definitely Super Bowl or bust.
Well, I'm with you on that O-line, D-line. It's just it's a little bit more, you know, we'll see. I'll put it that way, compared to years past where we kind of knew what we had there. Terrence, who are we talking about today for Hughes Clues? Who's that college coach?
Ah, man. I was going to say Deion, but I'm going to say Greg Ellis.
Greg Ellis, Terrence, appreciate the phone call. I don't know where Greg's coaching. Do you know?
Me neither. Let me look it up.
Obviously a former Cowboy. He was a good player, Greg Ellis. That is not our answer, but we continue to find. The guesses today are really interesting. All over the place. Dan Lanning. We got some good ones here. Deion Sanders, last one. We're giving away a pair of tickets. Eagles official season kickoff watch party. So this is a current college coach that Hugh knows personally, and he did play for the Cowboys back in the day. So those are your two hints so far, two guesses so far. Radiothon rolling on. Don't forget here, EaglesRadiothon.com. You could bid on a sit-in where you come and be in the studio with us for an entire show. We'll have lunch for you, hang out with us when we do the show. We also could do a remote show. That's also one you could bid on. And you could bid on a video game experience with Hugh Douglas. Are you ready to play some video games with people?
I'm always ready to play some video games, man. Listen, we get to hang out here in the studio. We get to play video games. We get to have a good time. I don't know what we're playing, but listen, because I know y'all want me to play football.
Well, I want to be mad because someone will cook you.
Tecmo Bowl.
That'd be fun.
I want to play Tecmo Bowl.
When was the last time you played it?
I haven't played in a while, but like if I play with the Raiders.
Bo?
Oh, yeah, I got a shot.
You got Bo.
I got a shot to win.
Yeah, that's a cheat code.
Yeah, that's definitely a cheat code. So we get to do that, man. So, yeah, you need to bid on this. You got to 5 o'clock to bid on some of these items. And then here's another one. The Ultimate Sports Radio 94 WIP Philadelphia Eagles Game Day Experience. 2024 season, Philadelphia Eagles home game. Date will be selected by the Eagles Autism Foundation and Sports Radio. 4 people, 100 level tickets to a 2024 Philadelphia Eagles game, like I just said, home game scheduled to take place at the park. Meet and greet with Eagles Game Day Radio host. You get to meet Maryland Mike.
Woo.
Man, listen, this one's already at $3,200. We need more money for that one, people. Come on. We need some more money for this bid, people.
Hop in and bid. These are great items. And I think they're some of them are deals. Like you wouldn't get this for that amount.
Nah.
And it goes to a great cause, the Eagles Autism Foundation. Text midday to 53219 to make a donation right now through text EaglesRadiothon.com.
I got one more for you,
what
Joe.
You got?
Real quick. Ice cream party.
Woo.
With the Georgia Boys.
That's a fun one.
That sounds like a music group, like a country music
group. Come on, see the Georgia Boys.
Nolan Smith, N'Kobe Dean, and Jordan Davis. Listen. What's wrong with y'all? This is an ice cream party. It doesn't have to be adults, but if you want it to be adults, that's fine. Everybody likes ice cream. I tried to tell them this morning, everybody doesn't, but I couldn't think of one person.
I've never met one person
that didn't like ice cream.
Yeah.
It's somebody out there that don't like ice cream. But for the ones that do like ice cream, you need to bid on this ice cream party with the Georgia Boys, Nolan Smith, N'Kobe Dean, and Jordan Davis. That's a good item, man.
Great item. All right, go bid now. EaglesRadiothon.com. Your phone call is coming up. 215-592-9494. Super Bowl or bust for the Eagles? I don't think so. Hugh does. And an interesting name, a pitcher, became available to the Phillies. They need to get him immediately. I really like this guy. He just got put on waivers. I think it could be a big, big addition down the stretch. We'll tell you about who that is next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we are heading into the most wonderful time of the year. It's football season. And what's on the menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're the tailgate king or gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.